PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
I'm Mark Baratelli, owner of Orlando's longest running indie news blog and the biggest in my apartment, and I've got something to say. Hit it. A production microbrewery called Ellipsis Brewing opened its doors near the airport at 7500 TPC Boulevard Suite 8. The brewery specializes in handcrafted beers and costs $650,000 to build. The project consisted of a complete interior renovation of the approximately 7500 square foot space. 5 jobs were created because of the project. In addition to the 60-seat bar, Ellipsis will sell its original recipe brand beers to local restaurants and retail establishments. It is a member of the Florida Brewers Guild and received $10,000 from the city through the Business Assistance Program. The LLC's office is located in St. Cloud, however. Breweries are the new froyo, the new cupcake, the new food truck, and these new ones seem to be almost exclusively white-owned. With the new brewery laws that the city passed, every rich male is building one branded with bad logos, Facebook pages full of photos of kegs, unpainted walls, painted walls, and close-ups of wheat, and close-ups of glasses of half-drunken beer. This is like, here's what rich frat boys do when they make their first million in some other industry. They build breweries. Yes, frat queen. Work, frat mama. Or it's the husbands sick of their wives opening cupcake shops and froyo food trucks and going, I'm gonna open my own damn dream now, lady. So why don't we all come together instead and build Orlando's first cupcake brewery? Who's on board? Toot toot. Have you seen the brand Greenwise at Publix? It's their organic and natural product brand, always overpriced like their deli chicken fingers, and always uppity like the customers who buy Greenwise products. In 2007, Publix launched a plan to build Greenwise stores. 3 got built, then the idea got shelved. The final one was built a year later. Well, now that Amazon is breathing down Publix chicken shit neck with their Whole Foods buy, Publix is bringing back the old Greenwise store idea as Greenwise Markets. The first of this version 2.0 flimsy, cheap, chicken shit, whole food knockoff idea will open in Tallahassee late 2018, with the second opening early 2019 in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. At 25,000 square feet each, the stores will focus on the specialty, natural, and organic sector. I want, I pray for, I dream of the day when Amazon stabs the face of Publix and brings this styrofoam-loving, plastic-bag-using, skeleton puke of a company to its knees so bad it is forced to release the chokehold it has in Orlando on grocery locations. Orlando deserves variety in markets, which Publix does not want. Choke on your pub sub if you disagree, and Publix, wet that pub sub up real good, then insert it into your c***. The Daily City told you back in May that the former Lombardi Seafood building at 1152 Harmon Avenue in Winter Park was to become a hybrid coffee shop, mercantile store, and paint shop. However, since then, their plans did not come to fruition and the shop never opened. A new rumor has surfaced that a new team will take over the space and do something very similar. The minds and muscle behind Downtown Credo and Porch Therapy will be turning the space into a hybrid coffee shop, retail store, and local maker market. The tentative opening is spring 2018. The Daily City has reached out to Downtown Credo for confirmation on this rumor. And finally, how much of Paramore does the city of Orlando own? The city owns portions of Paramore? What? Yes, bitch! The Daily City found out some answers. You're welcome. Residential. The city is required to inventory all the vacant lots it owns within the city, including Paramore and beyond, that are appropriate for potential use as affordable housing every 3 years per Florida Statute Section 166.0451. Is anyone going to play this back and fact check that that number is correct? Is anybody listening? Mama? The most recent count was on April 10th, 2017. The city owns 59 vacant lots that are appropriate for potential use as affordable housing, with 50 of those being in Paramore. And second, commercial. According to City of Orlando records specialist Leslie Smith, the city, quote, does not have records of all city-owned property in Paramore, end quote. The Daily City has reached out to the city for clarification on this statement, and by clarification, I mean me bitch-slapping some truth out of the City of Orlando Records Department. And if I cannot, you'll hear about it here first. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.